With us today is Steve Forbes, one of the smartest economists I know and a great businessman. Mr. Forbes, otherwise known as Steve, how are you today, this Sunday morning? Our economy is floundering. What's going on?
What's going on is confused. One of the things, in addition to the huge spending, reckless spending from Washington, which is at a higher level than it was even at the height of COVID. Nobody seems to know where that money is going, trillions of dollars. But one of the great dangers is the Federal Reserve, which still believes that the way you fight inflation is by depressing the economy. So the fact that the economy shows some signs of strength, the Fed is keeping interest rates at artificially high levels, and that's doing two things. One, it is hurting particularly people with middle and lower incomes who have to pay interest on mortgages, who have to pay interest on credit cards, interest on car payments and the like. They're getting crushed. And then the housing market and the commercial real estate market are getting crushed as well when you have mortgage rates going up to 7.5%. As you know, the monthly payment for a typical house owner has doubled in the last couple of years from $1,000 a month to $2,000 a month. That is a real hit to Americans. And John, one of the surprising things is that the Consumer Price Index does not include interest payments on mortgages or car loans or credit cards. Those are real expenses, but they're not included in inflation. If they did that, the real rate of inflation would be 2 to 3 times what it is announced today.
I agree with you. And it seems like the higher the interest rates, the more problematic is going to be for the real estate industry. And then the banks will have a problem.
The banks, a lot of banks are going to have problems precisely because a lot of people, especially in commercial real estate, are not going to be able to make timely payments because of the high vacancy rates. And the housing market's been totally mucked up because people who have low fixed mortgage rates don't want to sell. And so you have artificial shortages. So it's a real mess. And interest rates are a cost of doing business, which the Fed doesn't seem to realize. What the Fed should do is let the market set interest rates. What they're doing is a form of rent control with their interest rate manipulations.
You're 100% correct. What else is hurting our economy? What do you see?
What's hurting are the countless regulations that are coming in now that are especially burdensome to small businesses who don't have the lawyers and the accountants and others to deal with this rain of regulations. Even big banks are hit by it. For example, the large banks now have to file 2 reports, each 80,000 pages long, which are useless in terms of capital adequacy. If you want capital adequacy for a bank, just look at the balance sheet. But regulators are making them do these thousands of pages of regulations that are burdensome, raise the cost of living. For example, the head of J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, pointed out the other day that if you took out all the crazy regulations on mortgages, they would be, the typical mortgage rate would be 70 to 80 basis points lower than they are today. So instead of 7, it would be 6.2. That's real money, and that is just useless regulation, imposing a real burden on real people.
How are, Mr. Forbes, how are things going to happen when the individual agencies like the EPA are making their own rules? And already the Supreme Court says rules for business and for our economy, et cetera, are supposed to be done by Congress.
That's right.
How are we going to fix that?
That have a certain impact have to be approved by Congress. And this is just the lawlessness of the current regime. They just do what they want to do, and the heck with what the law says. So when a new government takes over in January, one of the first things they have to do is get rid of these regulations, also prosecute the lawlessness. They know what they're doing is wrong, but they figure, take the courts forever to do it, and we're just going to do it for short-term political election gains. So lawlessness must be punished.
Anything else you want to tell the American people on a Sunday morning? Everybody's having their coffee right now, and they want to know, where are we going?
What we're going is we have two stark choices. Either we go in the direction we're in, where we're stymied and suffocated with regulations and higher taxes that are coming, or we get a new approach, the traditional approach of individual creativity, initiative, allowing businesses to be able to grow and prosper, banks being able to lend, patients being in control of health care, and the Federal Reserve realizing their task is a stable value for the dollar and not manipulating the economy. The Soviet Union showed manipulating the economy doesn't work, so back off. They are wrong every single time. Their economic models, no matter how elaborate, can't predict the future. Get over it. Let people be free again.
Well, Mr. Steve Forbes, thank you so much for your input, and the American people appreciate it. And God bless America, and I pray for our country, and we're all working hard for our country. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Keep up the good fight.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.